This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top United Nations court on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders.
There's been a devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says more than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in remote Papua New Guinea. But local villagers say the number dead could be much higher. The landslide reportedly hit at about 3 a.m. local time on Friday. Videos on social media show locals pulling out bodies buried under rocks and trees. Prime Minister James Marape says authorities are responding and he would release information about the destruction and loss of life when it's available. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Eastern Europe next week as concerns mount about Russia's advances in Ukraine, potential Russian interference in neighboring Moldova, and pro-Moscow legislation being promoted in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. The State Department said Friday that Blinken would visit the Moldovan capital on Wednesday before attending a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Prague on Thursday and Friday. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday he would delay a voting reform that had triggered deadly riots on the overseas French territory of New Caledonia. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
At least six people have died in more than a week of protests triggered by anger at electoral reforms passed by lawmakers in mainland France to let more French nationals vote in New Caledonia's elections. The island's indigenous Kanak people fear the move will dilute their votes and make it harder for any future referendum on independence to pass. Macron arrived on the Pacific island Thursday for talks with local leaders meant to turn the page on the violence. After a helicopter flyover of areas wrecked by arson, he said that the state of emergency would be lifted once protesters remove their roadblocks. And he said his ultimate aim was still to sign the controversial measure into law once calm was restored.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to meet with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun, at a major defense conference in Singapore next week. It comes as the U.S. and China have gradually worked to warm relations. The two are set to meet at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue of defense ministers and government officials from more than 50 countries. It follows China engaging in aggressive military drills around Taiwan in response to Taiwan inaugurating a new president. Beijing accused the new leader of being separatist and launched drills in response. Basic military training has returned to Russian school curriculum as part of what critics say is a creeping militarization of society. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
14-year-old Russian schoolboy David learned something new this month. Firing accurately with a Kalashnikov is trickier than with a pistol. He tried out the weapons in the southern city of Vladikavkaz as part of basic military training, which has been reintroduced since the start of Russia's war in Ukraine. It was dropped in the last years of the Soviet Union. Critics see it as part of a growing militarization of society since Russia invaded Ukraine. Military service is compulsory for young men in Russia, whose war in Ukraine is now well into its third year.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has waded into the European election campaign by warning that the next president of the European Commission should not seek support from far-right parties after next month's vote. Left-leaning parties across Europe have been heaping pressure on their mainstream conservative and liberal counterparts to rule out cooperation with far-right parties after the June 6th through 9th elections to the European Parliament. But a big swing to the right could make it harder for the next president of the Commission, who will need approval from a majority in the new pan-European parliament to lead the 27 bloc effectively with the fading support of traditional parties. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.